Support for NPR comes from Prudential Retirement, offering Income Flex, designed to provide retirement income. It's a new day for retirement plans. Prudential.com/IFX.
Good morning. You're listening to WIL Urbana. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. The Illinois Attorney General says a consent order finalized this week will close the books on the 2002 spill of toxic wastewater that killed fish along the Saline Branch and Salt Fork of the Vermilion River. The University of Illinois, the Urbana-Champaign Sanitary District, and CEDA, an industrial contractor, have agreed to pay a $65,000 penalty to the state, and they have agreed to practices to prevent such spills in the future. The spill occurred when CEDA was cleaning the boilers at the U of I Abbott power plant and discharged ammonia-laden wastewater into the local sewers. Attorney General spokesman Scott Mulford says such wastewater won't be dumped into the sewers anymore, but it will be sent to a hazardous waste facility.
The university and CEDA are required to prepare waste management plans, which will identify hazardous substances and how such substances will be disposed. It restricts the off-site transport of those waste for treatment or disposal until the written laboratory results confirm that the wastes are acceptable to the disposable facility.
In addition, the Sanitary District will require users planning to discharge wastewater to tell them about any hazardous substances included. The state penalty will go into Illinois Environmental Trust Fund to pay for environmental education enforcement. A $490,000 federal settlement reached last year is funding restoration projects along the Saline Branch and Salt Fork watersheds. And Illinois State Historic Sites, scheduled to close because of budget cuts, will stay open 6 weeks longer than anticipated. The Historic Preservation Agency said yesterday that 13 historic sites will close November 30th, the same day as 11 state parks. That agency and the Department of Natural Resources, which administers our parks, need more time to follow proper procedures in laying off 73 workers at the two departments. Governor Rod Blagojevich cut $1.4 million in July from the state budget lawmakers sent him that was not balanced. This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. And this is the weekend that could rearrange the American financial system. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is meeting with members of Congress. They're hoping to craft the most dramatic response yet to the challenges facing the nation's financial system. The Bush administration now wants the federal government to take responsibility for the risky mortgage assets that are weighing on this nation's financial institutions. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Bush says the U.S. economy is facing unprecedented challenges, and the government is responding with unprecedented action. The federal government has already seized control of mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It offered an $85 billion loan to prop up the insurance company, AIG. And just yesterday, the government began extending temporary insurance to money market mutual funds in hopes of discouraging a run on nearly $3.5 trillion in savings. Like a financial firefighter whose defensive lines keep getting overrun, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson says these case-by-case responses are not enough.
We must now take further decisive action to fundamentally and comprehensively address the root cause of our financial system stresses.
Paulson says the federal government needs to remove the high-risk mortgages, another bad debt that's clogging up the financial system and preventing banks and other lenders from extending credit where it's needed. The effort would involve hundreds of billions of dollars worth of taxpayers' money, but Paulson insists it's worth the risk.
I am convinced that this bold approach will cost American families far less than the alternative. A continuing series of financial institution failures and frozen credit markets unable to fund economic expansion.
It's not yet clear how the government would go about taking over the troubled mortgages and mortgage-backed securities now held by banks and others. Back in the late 1980s, the government used the Resolution Trust Corporation to dispose of bad loans from the savings and loan debacle. But economist David Malpass, who was with the Treasury Department at the time, notes back then the government already had control of the loans. From failed S&Ls, it had taken over.
In the current situation, we don't have that. The government doesn't control the bad assets or the troubled loans within individual banks.